Good morning. This is Pastor Craig, and this is What's Happening, Marion. This is the show where you get to take a break from all the discussions that are going on this station and just sit back and relax and have your little notebook and a pen or pencil and write down what you might like to do this next week, because we're going to cover just about everything that's going on in Marion. Now, I would like to say that we're covering everything that's going on in Marion, but unfortunately, some of those things that are going on in Marion escape me. They fly under my radar, so we don't get everything, but gosh, we sure do try to cover everything. So let's get started. Friday, that would be tonight, is a free community meal at the Shining Light Baptist Church, corner of East Church and Main. It's not really a corner. It sits there on the point, but you get the idea. 6 o'clock, it's free, and you can dine in or carry out. Friday and Saturday, that's today and tomorrow, is the December craft show at the Marion Center Mall. So you've still got time to do your craft shopping for Christmas. The craft show is today, Friday, from 4 until 9 p.m. And then it's Saturday from 10 until 3. And by the way, we got a lot of Christmas stuff happening this weekend. So there's no excuse to stay at home if you don't want to stay at home. If you want to get out, there's a lot of stuff going on. All right. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater will be a showing of It's a Wonderful Life, the original movie classic from 1946, and it's only $5. And it's tonight, Friday, at 7:30. It's tomorrow, Saturday, from at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 7:30 tonight, 7:30 at night, and then Sunday, 2 in the afternoon. So here's your chance to rediscover this classic. So I know what you're saying. Oh, Pastor Craig, they show It's a Wonderful Life on TV. You can watch it 5 times on TV between now and Christmas. Why would I want to go down to the Palace Theater and pay $5 to see it? Now, they're not paying me to say this, but I was thinking about this, and as many times as I've seen that movie, and I've probably seen that movie 30 times, I've never seen it on the big screen. It's always been on television. So here's your chance to see It's a Wonderful Life and experience it on the big screen. So that's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's a Wonderful Life. Also, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday is Christmas by Candlelight at the Marion County Fairgrounds from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And the cost is, I still don't have an explanation on how they figured this cost, so I can't explain it, but just to tell you, it's between $10 and $35. I don't know where they come up with that number, however, but that's what it is. So you can drive through the road lined with luminaries to see thousands of Christmas lights and displays throughout the Marion County Fairgrounds. New displays have been added from last year. So if you saw it last year, it's not the same this year. They've got some new displays. And various churches are taking turns to perform live nativity scenes. So again, that's from 6 to 9. That's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Also, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is a Christmas tree sale. The Y Men's Service Club is selling live Christmas trees. All trees are $40, and they're set up on the corner of East Church Street and Reed Avenue. The hours today are 4 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday from 12 noon to 7. So you can pick up a live Christmas tree and support the Y Men's Service Club. Now, I got to tell you something. I purchased yesterday from another location, I purchased a live tree, but I didn't have a tree stand. Do you know I cannot find a tree stand for a live tree anywhere? I went to the big box store that starts with W and ends with T. I went to the store that is beside where Scott lives, you know, starts with an M and ends in R. And I even went to that place that has two words in its name, begins with a B, ends in a G, and begins with an L and ends in S. And I couldn't find a tree stand. Now, the last place I went to was Meijer, and I asked the girl working there. She said, we're supposed to have tree stands, but I haven't seen any. And if we did have any, they'd be right over here. She pointed to where they'd be, but there was nothing there. And I said, I can't find it anywhere. And so she said to me, have you tried Lowe's? I said, no, I haven't. She goes, I'm pretty sure you can get them at Lowe's. So when I leave the studio today, I'm going to head by Lowe's. But I never thought in a million years that it would be so hard to find somebody selling tree stands. But, you know. All right. Next on the list is Saturday. Boy, this is going to be news to you. You guys, I'm sure, don't know about this. Christmas in the Village in Caledonia. Now, Scott has, I heard him today when he was talking about it, said to be there at 6 o'clock. However, they got a lot going on at Christmas in the Village in Caledonia. They got stuff going on from 8 till noon, and they got stuff going on from 3 till 8 in the evening. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Caledonia. So I'm just going to run down for you everything that's going there. Liberty Elementary, there is a breakfast from 9 to 11. There's the Holly Jolly Craft Show, and there's the local craft vendors, and there's a 50-50 raffle. So that's at the Liberty Elementary, 8 until noon. Craft show, vendors, 50-50 raffle, and breakfast. Now, the 3 p.m. to the 8 p.m., you can pet live reindeer. They have free horse-drawn wagon rides. They have free fire truck rides. There is a tree lighting ceremony. That's the deal that Scott's going to be at. They have a scavenger hunt, and they have coloring contests. You can visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus. You can write letters to Santa Claus. There's face painting. You can visit a gingerbread house. You can enjoy the lights, music, and cookies. There's hot cocoa at the Caledonia Methodist Church. They got a food truck there. There's hot chocolate and candy at the tree lighting ceremony. And so, you know, in addition to the people that Scott mentioned would be there, there's going to be Santa and Mrs. Claus, and there's going to be the Grinch there. So, I mean, they're really doing it up big in Caledonia. So that's Christmas in the Village. Now, if you're not going there, you could actually do this in the, you could go to the Caledonia in the morning, and then you could go do what I'm going to mention to you next, and then you could go back to Caledonia. It's always a possibility. Tomorrow, Saturday, holiday with the Hardings. Harding Presidential Museum. It's from 12 to 1:30. The cost is $30, but you get a buffet lunch included in your ticket price. And quite honestly, they didn't give any other detail what the holiday with the Hardings would be like or what they were going to do. But hey, you can check it out. It's a possibility. All right. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, second Saturday, which means they got things going on for in downtown Marion from 10 until 4. Obviously, there's the Christmas decorations, any music or street people that they street performers that they have. It's going to have a Christmas bent to it. They tell me that there are going to be the stores are going to be open. They're going to be running all kinds of special deals because, hey, it's Christmas. So that is tomorrow, second Saturday, downtown Marion. Now, while you're downtown Marion checking out the second Saturday, go around the corner to Founders Park, and they are doing Pictures with Santa from 12 to 2. That's 12 to 2. So bring the whole family and get your picture taken with Santa. Saturday, that's tomorrow. Melodies of Hope. It is being held in the Garden Room at the Chamber of Commerce. And if you're not familiar, because I was not, but if you're not familiar with where the Chamber of Commerce is, it's at 267 West Center Street. At 6 p.m., they're having a holiday fundraiser for the C.L. Gregory Music Academy. The evening promises an incredible lineup of entertainment showcasing some of the talented students and teachers. This special program will highlight the purpose of the academy and how it will impact the community. There will be appetizers served and also a cash bar. Tickets are $10, which that's actually very reasonable, in my opinion. Tickets are $10, and when you present your ticket at the door, you will receive 15 raffle tickets for the various drawings that they're having there. Additional raffle tickets can be purchased. And where are you, can you get these tickets to go? I'm glad you asked. Tickets are available at Musicians One Stop. And if you're not familiar with the store Musicians One Stop, it is at the corner of South Main and East Church. So that's South Main and East Church. You can get your tickets there, $10. And then when you present your ticket at the door, you'll be given 15 raffle tickets. So that's an evening of music put on by the C.L. Gregory Music Academy. Also, still on Saturday, tomorrow, All is Bright, Marion Tour of Churches. This is tomorrow night from 5 until 8 p.m. Explore the beauty of Marion's downtown churches, decorated for Christmas. There are 9 churches on this year's tour. It is a self-guided and self-paced tour because, you know, some churches you can't get in, so you just look at them from the outside. But most of the churches you can get in, and when you get in, go inside, many of the churches are providing guided tours within their buildings. So you can see 9 of the churches. Tickets are $10, and all proceeds support Aspire Ministries. And to get information on how to buy a ticket, I'm going to give you a phone number. The phone number is 740-751-6554. And I'll repeat that in a minute here. If you didn't have something to write with or you didn't get all that, I'll tell you again in a minute. So, again, this is tomorrow night from 5 to 8 for the Marian Tour of Downtown Churches. And this is a good time. You know, some of the churches really have some beautiful stained glass windows and some really nice architecture. So you couple that with their being decorated for Christmas. Really, really nice time. So again, if you want to purchase tickets, call 740-751-6554. All right. And if you can't, if nothing that I've said so far interests you, here's another thing that's going on tomorrow, Saturday. It's Christmas Lights and Dogs, the Marion Area Humane Society. It's from 6 until 8 p.m., and it's at 1195 Brook Park Road in Marion. Again, it's 1195 Brook Park Road in Marion. It's the Marion Area Humane Society. Drive by and see Christmas lights, Disney characters, and dogs. And they are accepting donations. It doesn't cost anything. They are accepting donations. But you can come by and see the Christmas lights, the Disney characters, and the dogs. Sunday, December 10th, Jingle Jam at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 6 p.m. So this is Sunday night, Dayspring Wesleyan Church, out by Meyer on 95, 6 p.m. Come for hot chocolate, cookies, Santa, laughter and singing. And again, it's no charge to you. Just pack everybody up in the car, get some free hot chocolate, some cookies. You can see Santa, and you can join in on the fun and the singing. This one is not Christmas related, but it's part of a regular thing that they do at the Marion Public Library. It's on Monday. And Monday they have, as you probably know if you've been listening to this show very much, they have Lap Sit Baby Time at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it is for babies 0 to 24 months. And they do singing and rhyming and books and finger plays. So that is going on this Monday. All right, Monday, December 11th, still in Monday, Adopting and Fostering at the Marion Area Humane Society. We got a lot of stuff going on with the Humane Society this month. Big month for the Marion Area Humane Society. And I know lots of times people like to give puppies or dogs for Christmas. And just make sure that, you know, you guys are matched up correctly on that and everybody's on the same page, because there's nothing worse than getting a puppy for Christmas and it doesn't work out. So, but anyhow, they will be there at the Marion Area Humane Society at the Marion Public Library from 5 until 6. Riley Bales from the Marion Area Humane Society will be at the library to present info on adoption / fostering process. Now, I honestly didn't know you could be a foster parent, foster guardian, foster owner to a dog. I mean, I know about adoption, but I didn't know there was a fostering process. And I don't really know what that entails, but they'll tell us on Monday. They'll cover topics like finding the right pet for you and the needs of the Humane Society and the importance of holiday fostering. So that's Monday at the Marion Public Library. Now, in conjunction with that, also at the library, from 4:30 to 6:30. Now, the program that the Humane Society has is from 5 to 6. This next item is from 4:30 to 6:30. So basically, you can purchase 2024 dog tags either before this event or during this event or after this event. So the Marion County Auditor's Office will be selling dog tags, aka licenses, to the patrons before, during, and after the Marion Area Humane Society program. So they want to make sure that you get your dog licensed. And it's always tempting for me to editorialize about certain things, to give my opinion about certain things, but I realize that in this hour, you just want to know what's happening, Marion. You don't want me telling you, well, what I think of that. But anyway, don't have to get a license for your cat. But you got to get a license for your dog. Can't drive your dog. Okay. Tuesday. Story time at the Harding Presidential Museum with Miss Kathy. So that is at 10 a.m. And that will be every Tuesday morning from now until May. All right, Tuesday, December 12th, Books in Focus, Marion Public Library, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Come hear about new books hitting the shelves at Marion Public Library. While they focus on lesser-known authors or new authors, they also will take your suggestions and consider your suggestions of other people, authors. So that's Tuesday at 3. Take your list of suggestions with you. That, by the way, is once a month. Also, the Marion Public Library on Tuesday is Create with Kristen Holiday Ornaments. And it's at 5:30 Tuesday night. In this class, you will create Christmas ornaments using markers, paint, and stencils. They encourage you to bring old Christmas cards to repurpose them. And all skill levels are welcome. You don't have to have, you can have zero skill, as I do, because I am not an artist. I still draw cars that look like boxes. I mean, that's, you know, that's the extent of my artistic talent. And my horse and my cow and my hippopotamus all look just like the same kind of animal. That's the extent of artistic skill I have. But that doesn't matter. You can go to Create with Kristen, and you can create a Christmas ornament. So that's Tuesday night. All right, Wednesday, December 13th, James Anderson putting on a program. What do animals do during winter? It will be at the Tall Grass Trailhead, starting at 4:30. And it says, let's go on a hike and explore what some of our wildlife are doing this season. Well, I know some of their wildlife are hibernating. So maybe you're going to go and poke a bear. See what kind of reaction you get. No, they don't. They don't have any bears over there. Tall grass. I'm just kidding. All right. Wednesday, same day. December 13th, it is Family Fun Night at the Marion Public Library. Build a unicorn snowflake That's at 5:30. And to be honest with you, I never heard of a unicorn snowflake. But that's what you're going to do. Kids and families are invited to join for fun and an artistic evening building their own unicorn snowflake creations using toothpicks and colorful marshmallows. Use one of their designs or create your own. So they've got designs and they've got little step-by-step how to make it. Toothpicks and marshmallows. That sounds kind of interesting. So that's Wednesday night. Who knows? Maybe I'll go. You know, and I say that, who knows, maybe I'll go, because I kind of made like a New Year's resolution. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I really don't. But I kind of made one that I'm going to this coming year, and it could always start this week, but this coming year, I'm going to make an effort to take in a lot of the various activities that I announce here on this show. So, you know, I encourage all of you to participate and take part in these things that are happening. So what's good for you guys is good for me. And besides, I kind of want to do some of these things that are coming up. And I think it would be kind of nice, too, as I announce these things and then I participate in some of them, to make a nice little photo library of these events that are going on around in Marion. So anyway, as I get into it this coming year, who knows, maybe I'll see some of you at some of these events. Good possibility. All right. Still on Wednesday, December the 13th, we've got a Cops, Cookies, and Cocoa at the Grant Middle School cafeteria, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and it is free. A family-friendly, community-sponsored events. Family-friendly, community-sponsored event. Bring kids to meet Santa, write him a note, and get free cookies and cocoa. The Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association is providing free child ID cards for small children. Now, there is a limit of one free ID card per child, but you can get them there. And not only do you get the free cookies and cocoa and ID for your small child, but you can get to meet their live reindeer, and there will also be Christmas music. So that's Wednesday night, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Grant Middle School cafeteria. Now, it doesn't say, excuse me, I hope the live reindeer are not in the cafeteria. I hope the live reindeer are outside. Doesn't really say. I'm just saying. I hope they don't have them in the cafeteria. All right. Thursday, Marion Public Library, story time, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, two sessions of it. This is for preschool and younger kids. And there will be songs, rhymes, activities, stories, and all those good things. I got to reach over here. Sorry about that. All right. Thursday, December the 14th, is a free community lunch. And it's at 350 North High Street in LaRue. And at 12 o'clock, and it's free. All are welcome. So that is Thursday. All right. Also, Thursday, December 14th, Christmas in Cardington. Now, I know Cardington's not in Marion County, town. It's in Morrow County. But I know that a lot of people here in Marion like to do things in Cardington and have family in Cardington. We have listeners in Cardington. And they're doing up a pretty big thing for Christmas in Cardington. So that's why I thought I would cover that. You know, we try to keep it local, but we also try to do present information on those things happening around us that we are interested in. So, Christmas in Cardington, Thursday from 5 to 8 o'clock at the library. There is a photo booth. There is going to be cookie decorating. And see, that's put on by the Tomorrow Center. And I don't know if it's at the library or if it's at the Tomorrow Center. It was a little confusing, but there's cookie decorating going on. And also at the library, they're going to have visiting authors. First Federal Bank is doing horse-drawn wagon rides. American Legion Hall, food and music. Music is being presented by the Neil Ebert Quartet Christmas Jazz. Collectible ornaments and raffle tickets for sale. The American Legion Park. There's going to be ice skating and an alpine slide for all ages. There's a live nativity scene. The American Legion Shelter House. The Iceman Ice Sculptor will be there, and there's going to be free hot chocolate. Wandering the streets of Cardington, there's going to be Elf on the Shelf, The Grinch, and Christmas Carolers. At the FC Bank, we have live reindeer. Hey, those live reindeer are getting around a lot this week. I think that's the third place where they got live reindeer. So, FC Bank, live reindeer. At the post office, you can write letters to Santa. At the fire station, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there. And the Rotary Building Community Center, there are going to be craft vendors set up. So all that's going on in Christmas in Cardington on Thursday night from 5 to 8. So that's a wealth of activity. You know, that's almost as much as what they have going on in Caledonia. So you could hit all those villages that begin with a C, Caledonia, Cardington, and do all kinds of stuff for Christmas. That begins with a C, too. Okay. All right. The final thing that I have that's coming up for Christmas is on Thursday, December 14th, and it is the Handbags for Hope, put on by and at the Marion Women's Club, which is at 1126 East Center Street. And from 5:30 until 7:30. The social hour begins at 5:30, and then the fun and games begin at 6 o'clock. Bring an appetizer and an ornament, which is optional, but and an ornament for the game that they're going to have there, which they didn't give any details on, but there's going to be a game. So bring an appetizer, your favorite appetizer, whatever you want to bring. Now, dessert and beverages are provided. And the beverages they had listed were wine and coffee and tea and water. So you can get dessert and a beverage. And this is a service project, the Handbags for Hope by the Marion Women's Club. They ask that you bring a new or gently used purse, backpack, or handbag filled with your choice of, they got a long list here, but you'll get the idea. You fill it with new socks, nail polish, cosmetics, books, wipes, feminine hygiene products, soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, detergent packs, snacks, gloves, hats, scarves, granola bars, etc. Now, obviously, you don't have to fill it with all those things. I was going to say you can't fit that many different things in a handbag, but yeah, I guess you can, because I've been married before, and it's incredible what a lady can fit in her purse. But anyway, so you bring that filled with those kinds of things, and then they will donate to the Handbags for Hope, and these will be given to women at Turning Point and also at the Marion Homeless Shelter throughout the coming year. So there you have it, folks. That is the entire rundown of what I could find of what's happening, Marion, the next week. So, my gosh, we got all kinds of things going on for the holidays. We got plenty of things that are not necessarily holiday related, but all kinds of things going on. And it looks like the weather's going to be fairly decent this weekend. Now, we got a little bit of rain on a certain day, and we've got some wind coming in, you know, this time. But overall, it looks like the temperatures are going to be fairly mild. So I would encourage you to get out there, take advantage of the activities that are going on this holidays. And so that's what we've got. So if you are part of an organization that is having an event and you would like to get noticed here, if you would like to get mentioned here, I stumbled over that because there's something popped up on my screen that caught me by surprise. Sorry about that. So if you're part of an organization and you're putting on an event, you know, for Christmas or anytime you're putting on an event and you want to get mentioned here, you can call me 419-210-0267. And the answering machine will pick up. Well, it's voicemail. You know, I just showed how old I was. Yeah, the answering machine will pick up. No, it's voicemail. I do have a smartphone. Leave me a voicemail. Tell me about your event. Tell me about your organization and, you know, what's happening, where it's happening, when it's happening, how much does it cost, if it costs anything, and we'll get your event mentioned here on the show. I'll be back next hour with Scott and Matt for the Exchange Club, and then I'll be back by myself in the 1 o'clock hour, and I'm going to have a special guest. And so I would encourage you to certainly listen at 1 o'clock if you can, with the special guest that I will have on. My 1 o'clock show is also run at Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. So this show at 1 today, if you can't hear it, you can catch it when it reruns at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. And it does. And in every show that I run on Friday afternoon reruns on Sunday morning. Also, too, you can go to the station's webpage at wwgh1071.com, and you can go to the archive page and you can select Study His Word, and you can listen to any of the previous shows. Also, too, you can go to, I have a weekly podcast that I do, and if you go to Study His wordradio.org. Again, that's studyhiswordradio.org. And you can listen to at any time. I do a weekly podcast. I put a new episode up every Wednesday. Every podcast that I've done is available at that page, and you can listen. And I teach on various topics, and I also have a couple of book studies on there, and I also have interviews, and so that's an option too. So I thank you for listening here, and if you want to write to me, you can email me at studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com. And I encourage you to email me if you have any comments about my show, or any questions about my show, or any comments or questions about anything that is on my podcast. You can email me. So again, the email is studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com. So I'll be leaving here in a minute, but I'll be back at 12 with Scott and Matt, and then I'll be back again by myself at 1. Also, too, looking ahead to the future, I will have guests on my 1 o'clock show every Friday in December, except maybe the 15th, but I've got guests booked for the 22nd and the 29th. And I'm going to have a guest coming up in January. I've already got somebody booked. And I would really encourage you to listen to the show in January, because it'll be a very interesting show. It's one of your representatives. I won't say who, but it's one of your representatives. So you'll get a chance to hear what's going on legislatively that affects us here in the state of Ohio. So that's coming up in January. So again, my phone number is 419-210-0267. You can leave me a message about an event coming up that you or your organization has coming up. And you can visit my website, studyhiswordradio.org, and check out my podcast. Thanks again for listening this morning. I'll be back in, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. I guess it all depends on how long the news runs. But I'll be back with Scott and Matt. We'll see you soon.
Your place for the holidays. For legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and Scott Spears having some holiday fun on air,
we have Sean Kraft's